A related issue is fertility rates and population. A lot of people in energy and environmental circles don't want to go near that because it's politically charged, it's not their issue. But isn't it true that stopping the rise in population would be one of the biggest levers in driving the rise in greenhouse gases?
Is that well? I mean, we all know we expect 9 billion, right, by 2050. So, yes, obviously less people would exert less pressure on the natural resources. And that's
it's so just is 9 math. Billion a foregone conclusion that's like baked in, done, not going to, no way to change that?
Well, there again, there's pressure in the system to go toward that. We can definitely change those, right? We can definitely change those numbers. And we really should make every effort to change the numbers because we are already today already exceeding the planetary carrying capacity today, to say nothing of adding more population that is going to really overextend our capacity. So yes, we should do everything possible. Just by curtailing population, then we've solved the problem.